Hello and welcome to the newest addition to the blog, the Dave Tewis Podcast. Hello once again and welcome to the very first possibly last, I don't know, but the very first podcast here on the Tewis.us blog. It's been quite a while since I sent anything or wrote anything. February's been quite busy, and I thought, well, rather than spending the time typing everything up, I'd go ahead and try this podcast thing. Wanted to do one of these for quite a while for the Scout site, but never seemed to have the proper tools, I guess, or just really didn't know what I was doing, so I figured, well, now's a good time to try this experiment here on this blog, and we'll see how everything comes out. I don't have any fancy equipment. I'm just using a Sansa 2GB media clip to record myself talking, so hopefully that will come out okay. And then mixing it with a free program I downloaded quite some time ago called Audacity. So we'll see if that all comes together in this very experimental audio babbling of a pretty boring guy. Don't have a script or anything, so hopefully I don't babble too long. And like I say, I don't have a script or anything. Sorry about, hopefully there's no change in quality. I got a little phone call there. So I had to stop the recording for a second, and now I'm back recording. I guess this will give me a chance to experiment with my audio mixing techniques, as it were. So I believe, as I was saying, no script here, just talking off the top of my head into this little black box. And let's see what's been going on. Well, first of all, last month we'll talk about Cub Scouts, which seems to be the all-encompassing factor of my life lately. It's a full-time job, fulfilling a bunch of roles and responsibilities in there. Not only am I the committee chair, but I'm also an assistant den leader and the webmaster and whatever else possibly I could do. Getting a bit frustrating. It's very hard finding a lot of parents to step up and help out, but hopefully we just started our brand new Cub Scout New Year earlier, or at the end of the month. February 23rd was the last day of our Cub Scout year, 07, and now we're into 08. A lot of new people hopefully will come on board and help us out. But anyway, last month we had our Blue and Gold, which is the birthday party of Cub Scouting, and in that we also incorporated the crossing over of our oldest boys, our fifth graders, I'm trying not to say as much, our fifth graders into Boy Scouting. So for our pack meeting, we had a large dinner and festival. It came out pretty good for all intents and purposes. We arrived early to the school and did a bunch of setup and decorations. The theme this year was Chinese New Year. So it was fairly easy to put something together, something I hope was exciting and fun for the boys and the parents. But the biggest problem was we started our meeting early this month, or last month, at 6:30, and we had catered food from a local establishment, which will remain unnamed, at least in this audio recording. And unfortunately, come about 6:20, there was no food, and we were supposed to start with a nice dinner for our birthday party, which is traditional to have a nice dinner or party. And 6:20, 10 minutes before the dinner was supposed to start, we had no food at all. So a quick scramble and a phone call turned out that the individual who was catering the event, or the local establishment, had totally forgotten about us. Even though we had confirmed the meal the day before, they had, like I said, totally forgotten about us. And so no food, 10 minutes till dinner, mad scramble to try to save things. Luckily, I decided to go ahead and hold the meeting, or our crossover and award ceremony and all the ceremonial hoopla first, and then move to dinner second, and which was quite a decision for me because it was the very first PAC meeting that I had ever done. Normally, our Cub Master will hold the PAC meetings, but this was his last meeting as his son was also crossing over into Boy Scouts, and he had asked me to conduct the meeting myself so he could enjoy the meeting and the crossover and the ceremonies and everything with his son, which of course I happily, although hesitantly, agreed upon. But I think all went well. By the time the meeting was over, or the ceremonial portion of the meeting, and all the boys had crossed over and done their thing, the food had finally arrived. So bad job to the establishment for forgetting about us, but in less than an hour or so, they had whipped up a nice meal to feed. Well, I think we had about 200, 225 people in the school at that time. And we fed them all, and we had just enough food. We still had a little bit of Chinese rice, as we had gotten Chinese food. I guess I didn't mention that. We still had some stir-fried rice and a little, what is it, chow mein noodles or lo mein noodle, whatever they're called. And but other than that, all the main dishes were gone. Everybody was happy, and I guess that's all that matters. So a bit of a fiasco that was, you know, saved at the last second through some creative juggling. Though I think it went well. The only downfall is now there's a monthly meeting called the Round Table. And that's where all the leaders get together. And we meet at Falcon High School. It's about 20 minutes from the house. And I decided this year that we were going to recognize those adult leaders who had helped us throughout the year. So I put together some very simple certificates and printed them up. But there was a couple of people that had gone above and beyond. So what I had done is I created a small wood plaque. I didn't want to go buy, you know, the $20, $30 plaques and then spend another $15 getting them engraved. So I went ahead and went to local hobby store, Michael's here, and they had some plaque, little small plaque backers for a dollar. And then I bought these little wooden hands for, I think they were 50 cents. And what I did is I painted the backer a dark blue for Cub Scout blue, and I painted the hands, spray painted them gold for the Cub Scout gold. And then I just glued the hands onto the plaque, and then with a white paint marker, I just wrote thank you from PAC 225, and we created the Helping Hand Award, which I thought was really nice. But now the district folks, who are the ones above us, they were there, and they thought that was just a fantastic idea. So now I have to, either today or, well, I guess today, because the meeting is tomorrow, maybe tonight or tomorrow morning, I have to create a couple more plaques and take them in to our roundtable meeting tomorrow, because the district would like to show it off. What a good idea. So tomorrow I'll go and show off our idea, or my idea, to the rest of the folks at the roundtable, and hopefully they'll be received fairly well. Been pretty involved with the roundtables lately. Not that I wanted to be, but for example, last month I was asked to teach a class, or basically lead a roundtable discussion on how a proper committee for the PAC is run. And I'm not really sure why they asked me to do it. They said basically a year ago we were falling apart, and now since I took over we're doing much better, so they could think of nobody better to do it. I'm sure there's plenty of people out there that could do a better job than I, but I think it did go off fairly well. So we're still having den meetings and such. I haven't had a lot of pictures to put on the website of last month's meetings. we were competing with the father that usually takes a lot of pictures, missed a couple of the meetings. We were competing with the state chess tournament and some basketball tournaments and some other things going on last month within the school and the school district, etc. So there was a lot of people missing. A lot of our den meetings had maybe three scouts attending out of our six or seven that we still have active. So it was a slow month as far as the dens go, but I think all still went pretty well. Hopefully now that a lot of those things are over, the den meetings will pick up. So I guess that's about it for Cub Scouts. I could probably go on and on, but I guess that's about it. It's amazing how much time that Cub Scouts has taken this year. But now hopefully all the big things are gone and are done for this year, and we can get back to some sense of normalcy, and maybe I can start looking for a job that pays rather than a full-time volunteer job. A second ago, I was talking about that we had to compete with the state chess tournament, and we were lucky enough to go ahead and attend the state tournament at the Tivoli. The boy was playing in that tournament, some really stiff competition this year. He didn't do quite as well as last year as far as the ratings go, or as far as finishing up within the finals. I think last year he ended up in the top 20, and this year he was quite a bit lower than that. He was smack in the middle, somewhere in the 30s. But that's not because he didn't try or anything. He did a great job. He played hard over the 2 days, and just some really, really tough competition taking up the playing field. So not much more he could have done to be better. He's looking forward to hopefully playing a little bit better next year. Hopefully he will continue that pursuit in chess, but we'll have to see how that goes. We have the Nationals coming up here. I believe it's in Dallas or Houston, somewhere in Texas, next month in April. We're still trying to decide whether or not we're going to go to that. Right now, I don't think we will, but you never know. He may, change my mind before that date. So you never know whether we'll end up at the national tournament in Texas here next month or not. Let's see what else is going on. Been working with our friend Mark Waller on his campaign for House of Representatives for Colorado. I guess last Saturday we had a huge meet the candidate party at Sky Sox Stadium, which for those of you who remember is where I held my retirement ceremony when I retired from the Air Force last summer. And the wife and I were a part of the planning. I should say the wife was more planning. I just kind of tagged along. We invited 200 of the local delegates. We probably had about half of that actually show up to the party. But Mark was quite happy with the turnout. It looks like it's going to be a close run, race with the guy that's currently in that position in House District 15 and Mark. However, 100 people on your side or half of the delegates, and that's how they, only the delegates vote to decide who's going to be on the ballot come up here in a couple months. I'm not really sure when that, I gotta think actually it's this Saturday, will be the delegate election on who will be on the ballot and who will not be for the House of Representatives. So we'll see exactly how that goes. We will not be voting. He is a Republican, and I don't hold that against him, but we are not Republicans, and we're not Democrats. Currently, he calls us the U's on his campaign because we are unaffiliated with any political party, and that's the way I kind of like to keep it. Although I have no, I have nothing against the Republicans or the Democrats. However, I don't really stand for what either one of those parties stand for. So 100%, there's some things I like about the Republicans and there's some things I like about the Democrats. However, I don't, you know, follow, we don't follow the total ideology of either one of those political parties. So we're going to stay U's, much to Mark Chagrin, who wants us to cross over to the Republican side and help, you know, help him out more in his campaign. But I just don't think we're going to do it. So let's see, we've had the campaign, we've had chess tournament, we've had massive amounts of Cub Scouting, job searching. I'm still looking for a job. Just barely have scraped the surface on getting some leads. Again, building back up the network to get back out there. I've had a couple emails, a couple offers, but none have been fantastic thus far. Was one really good job. Unfortunately, they wanted us, or wanted me, to work shifts. It was going to be, you know, three days off, three mids, 3 days off, whatever. Weekends, holidays, of course, working. The money was good, but I just don't think that I can, you know, go in and do massive amounts of shift work with all that's going on with the boy right now, with Cub Scouting and school and everything else. So unfortunately, although that was a fantastic job, that one was unfortunately a pass. But a few more emails and got some folks helping me out, so hopefully it won't be that much longer until a good job comes up and I'll start making some money. We're not doing too bad financially, but every day out of work is a couple dollars lower in the bank account. So, you know, anything coming in will help. Been working a lot on the web pages, running, I think, 4 sites now, which is really good because all but one are hosted on hosted within the tuis.us. Luckily, there's been some changes and we now have unlimited bandwidth and we now have unlimited downloads, and so that in part is a reason for you listening to me babble here on this podcast, since we can now, I don't have to watch the bandwidth or the number of users or whatever. It makes it much easier to put something like this, which, as most of you probably know, takes up quite a bit of bandwidth and etc. to listen to. But that's been taking a lot of time. I finally updated the Cub Scout site, which I'm supposed to do monthly and have it ready by the 1st. I finally finished it this morning, so hopefully nobody yells at me too much. I don't think they will. Nobody else does the site. It's set up so basically almost anybody with the right permissions can come in and do it, but nobody else does it, so we'll see what happens with that. Not much work on the main part of the site, the tuis.us site, or the blog, as you can tell by looking at it. But hopefully I can get some more stuff out. As I said in an earlier posting, it is my intention to, you know, put more stuff out here on the blog, and I just haven't really gotten to it yet. So we'll see if my New Year's resolution comes to be, or if I just fall down flat as I have in the past. I'll continue it on. I think we've got about 4 or 5 regular readers, and I know a couple people have come up to me and said, "Hey, I stumbled across your blog, and it's pretty neat. You're not all that boring." But we'll see what happens, especially after they listen to this. PTO website, that's still running. I think this will be the last year for that website. Not that I don't have the time or whatever to do it, I just don't get any information from those folks, so it's very hard for me to come up with stuff. It makes it very easy to update it when all I gotta do is go in once a month and change the meeting date and maybe post some meeting minutes, but for the most intensive purposes, they just don't send me anything. And I know a lot of people actually go to that site because I field constant complaints that there's just nothing out there. There's nothing for them to see. And I keep telling them, well, go to a meeting and complain and tell them that you want something out there. And they do, but yet I still don't get anything back from them. It's nobody's real fault. They're busy. You know, that's a problem when you're dealing with so many organizations that are staffed by volunteers, although they're well-meaning and they want to put out a good, for lack of better words, a good product for their customers. A lot of people just, you know, they don't have the time. And then those that do have the time, just for whatever reason, don't seem to participate. So no fault to anybody, but unless I start getting some information, that PTO site will probably be, you know, this will be the last. It'll close down in June when the school closes down for the summer. Let's see. Any other websites? Have been asked by the High Plains District, that's the Cub Scout District, to go ahead and maintain theirs. However, I have not gotten permissions or anything there yet, so we'll see how that goes. I'm not too excited about doing that. It does need a lot of work. It said the same thing, I think, for like a year now. So I had complained, and they said, well, you know how to do it, so why don't you do it? And I said, well, I'll give it a try, but we'll see. I think anything after a year of stagnation will be better than what it's been. But again, it's just squeezing yet another site into my repertoire of things to do. So who knows if what we'll go on with that. Well, I have no idea how long this has gone, and I can't really think of anything more to say. So anyway, this has been the experimental first podcast on the tuas.us blog. Hopefully not the last. I've kind of enjoyed recording it, although I think next time I will have some type of a script, and maybe I'll use some better equipment besides just this Sansa clip, although I'm sure it's working fine. Maybe we can get some better quality of audio or whatever. So I guess until next time, let me know what you think of this. You can leave a comment right there on the blog by clicking the comment button if you want everybody to see what you have to say. If you don't want to leave a public comment, feel free to email me at any time at webmaster@tuas.us. And of course, if you look over on the side there on the main blog page, you'll see a brand new button that says call me. This is a beta testing thing from Google and a company called Grand Central. And what you do is you pop in your phone number and your name, and what it'll do is it'll call your home, and then wherever I'm at, it will call me. So and if I'm there to answer it, I will be happy to talk to you or whatever. If I'm not, then you can leave a message on the voicemail. And as far as I know, it will email me your message. And if you'd like, I can even post that audio message on the blog as well. It has that capability. At least they say. Again, it's a beta, so I expect, you know, there are some bugs, but we'll see how everything works with that. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up, and thanks for listening to the ramblings of a pretty boring guy. Talk to you later. Bye.